What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy Podcast. This is episode 396. In this episode, I'll discuss the use of methylene blue for the treatment of refractory anaphylaxis without hypotension. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode396. Methylene blue has some unique uses, such as in the treatment of acquired methemoglobinemia and vasoplegia after cardiac surgery. It also appears to have a role in treating patients experiencing anaphylaxis without hypotension that is not responsive to classical therapy. A case report published in 2013 in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine illustrates the drug's usefulness for this indication. A 43-year-old woman with a known history of idiopathic anaphylaxis acutely developed oral papules, urticaria, and dyspnea. Her history included 6 recent episodes of anaphylaxis, all with identical features to the episode discussed in this case. The patient recognized her symptoms and immediately gave herself epinephrine 0.3 milligrams via an autoinjector. She developed a choking sensation and gave herself another epinephrine dose 10 minutes after the first and called 911. She gave herself a third epinephrine dose 10 minutes after the second. Paramedics arrived, gave her oxygen, a fourth dose of epinephrine, diphenhydramine, and albuterol via nebulizer. When she reached the emergency department, she had a heart rate of 84, blood pressure of 170 over 90. She also had depressed consciousness, abnormal voice, and diffuse wheezing, despite complete absence of urticaria, angioedema, and stridor. She was given methylprednisolone, famotidine, and continuous albuterol via nebulizer, but she failed to respond to this therapy. The physicians decided to administer a dose of IV methylene blue, 1.5 milligrams per kilo, mixed in 100 mL of 5% dextrose over 20 minutes. Just 6 minutes into this infusion, she became less dyspneic. And 13 minutes in, she was able to speak clearly. By the time the infusion finished, her only complaint was mild nausea. The case was especially notable due to the excellent response to methylene blue despite the lack of hypotension. Methylene blue has been advocated for refractory anaphylaxis with hypotension, presumably for the same reason it can be used in vasoplegic syndromes. Its mechanism in anaphylaxis without hypotension is proposed to be related to blocking the release of platelet activating factor, a substance which has been correlated with the severity of anaphylaxis. The authors suggest that if good clinical response is not achieved from multiple doses of epinephrine and maximal standard therapy, that methylene blue, 1.5 milligrams per kilo IV over 20 minutes, be part of the therapy considered in refractory anaphylaxis. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.